This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Gunmen have opened fire at six locations in Austria's capital, Vienna, killing at least one person and injuring 15 others in what Chancellor Sebastian Kurz described as a, quote, repulsive terrorist attack. Kurz told Austrian broadcaster ORF that several gunmen were still on the loose. Police have cordoned off a large area of central Vienna and are engaged in a manhunt for the shooters. Police said that in addition to one bystander being killed, one of the attackers has been shot dead by police. A police officer is among the injured. The attack took place shortly after 8 p.m. Monday and came hours before a partial lockdown was due to go into effect due to the rising number of coronavirus cases in Austria. Speaking to ORF, Austria's interior minister said that all six locations that were attacked were near a central city street that houses Vienna's main synagogue. He said the army has been tasked with protecting key sites in the capital so the police can focus on pursuing the gunmen. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign comes to a close tomorrow, Tuesday. Tens of millions of voters are heading to polling places across the country to help decide whether to keep Republican incumbent President Donald Trump as the American leader for the next 4 years or oust him in favor of the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. More than 97 million people have already cast early ballots. That's more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. Many voters are voting early to avoid exposure to crowds and possible infection by the coronavirus. And, of course, you can listen to our news broadcasts or go to our website, voanews.com, to keep up with that election. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, several gunmen entered Kabul University on Monday morning and opened fire, killing at least 19 people and wounding more than 20 others. Islamic State's local branch, IS Khorasan Province, claimed responsibility for the attack, according to the site Intel Group. Students and faculty rushed out of classes and tried to escape the campus, some climbing the barbed wire walls of the university to get to safety. A video uploaded to Twitter by an Afghan TV news channel shows students running as gunshots are heard in the background. Security forces cordoned off the area. Several armored security vehicles could be seen outside the university. And a spokesman for the Ministry of Interior said the security forces were combing the university campus, but moving slowly to avoid civilian casualties. A spokesman for Afghanistan's Ministry of Higher Education said most students, staff, and faculty were evacuated after the attack. Security personnel were seen distributing water to those who escaped and helping the wounded into ambulances. Several senior Afghan officials and Iran's ambassador to Afghanistan were expected to be at an Afghan-Iran book exhibition at the university that was opening on Monday. It was not clear whether any of those officials were on campus at the time of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned the arrest of a group of pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. He called the action a clear abuse of law enforcement for political purposes. Pompeo made the remarks in a statement issued Monday by the State Department. He said the Hong Kong government's harassment and intimidation of pro-democracy representatives and its attempts to stifle dissent, quote, are stark examples of its ongoing complicity with the authoritarian Chinese Communist Party. Pompeo accused the party of seeking to dismantle Hong Kong's autonomy. Rescue teams in Turkey pulled two girls out alive from under the rubble of their collapsed apartment buildings on Monday, 3 days after a strong earthquake centered in the Aegean Sea rocked Turkey and Greece. A 14-year-old girl was removed from the wreckage after being trapped for some 58 hours, and 7 hours later, rescuers pulled out a 3-year-old girl whose mother and sisters had been rescued 2 days earlier. The toddler spent 65 hours in the wreckage of her collapsed apartment and became the 106th person rescued alive. That's according to the state-run Anadolu news agency. At least 91 people were killed in the earthquake and nearly 1,000 injured by the quake that toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir and created sea surges on at least two Greek islands. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.